Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. This is one of the nicest times of the year to visit your market. Strolling up and down the aisles, your eye will be caught by the crown jewels of the season, our fresh Maryland strawberries. My first instincts are to have strawberries and ice cream, a shortcake on the side. But Chef Jerry Pellegrino, we don't have to go for sweet dessert dishes all the time. Strawberries go savory, too.
But don't rule out dessert.
I mean, oh, I certainly
course.
Wouldn't.
No. But, yeah. You know, everything's a little late this year, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's been
sure,
a cool spring. But we will start seeing strawberries, you know, very soon. And I want to be very clear about sort of what heirloom or sort of locally grown strawberries are. They're small.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they're not like the ones that you get in the wintertime that are these huge sort
size of a golf ball.
Styrofoamy, flavorless strawberries. I mean, these guys, don't be like sort of set back by the fact that they're tiny, because they're really packed with some great flavor. And they're one of the things that, if we were truly a seasonal culture, you would honestly only get for 3 weeks out of the year.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they just come and go pretty quickly. So unlike some of the other more intense berries like blackberry or raspberry, strawberries have the ability to be both light and delicate, or also sort of give you that bright red fruit punch, which mm-hmm. is kind of a lot of fun. Salads are something that we should definitely be mixing them in with.
Absolutely.
And sort of the really nice sort of partner would be goat cheese.
Yeah, of course.
Strawberries, goat cheese, and something crunchy, a nut or a pumpkin seed or something fun. Just tossed into your salad, just even with simple red wine, vinegar, and olive oil,
mm-hmm.
just makes for a lovely sort of savory sort of experience. My favorite thing to do is turn them into a spicy barbecue sauce.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And certainly it's chicken or pork.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little too delicate to be brushing on a steak.
Yeah.
But sort of a chicken on the grill or pork loin on the grill, I definitely would be very comfortable saying grinding up some strawberries with the typical ingredients of barbecue sauce, something sour like vinegar, something mm-hmm. sweet like sugar, and then adding the strawberry. That's a lot of fun, and it makes for a great barbecue sauce. Just remember, brush that on at the end after you've really cooked everything so mm-hmm. it doesn't burn, but it's perfect.
Yeah.
They make great syrups for cocktails.
No kidding.
The strawberry mojito is actually my favorite of the mojito world.
Really?
But, you know, I think it's super easy to sort of, what I do is simple syrup, right? But cook, mm-hmm. clean and cut them, you know, and just cook them in for about 15 minutes in the simple syrup, let it cool down, and then just push it through fine sieve.
Mm-hmm.
And you get this incredibly strawberry intense sweetening agent that you can use for all sorts of cocktails. You can also use it for your iced tea. Perfect.
Of course.
To sweeten some sort of mild, like Earl Grey tea with the strawberry simple syrup. That's always very good. They don't grill well. That I will tell you. Like, I like to throw everything on the grill, but they do pan fry well. They break down pretty quickly. So if you're doing something like sauteing spinach,
all right.
If you chop up some strawberries and spinach goes quick too, but even after a minute or two of sauteing spinach, the last minute or two throw in some strawberries,
uh-huh.
it gives you a whole different dimension in your sauteed vegetables.
Wow.
It's really kind of fun to do.
Yeah, not all of the flavor of a strawberry is purely sweet.
Correct.
There's a lot of earthiness going on.
Exactly.
Very fresh flavors.
Right.
So I imagine certain treatments will bring that out.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then, of course, you can definitely venture into the dessert world, but in a more savory way. The traditional way Italians do it is with a balsamic vinegar syrup
mm-hmm.
and a little bit of mascarpone and some crushed black pepper.
We're going to put all these ideas on the website, let you try them. Jerry, they sound great.
Yes, they're in season, so do it.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.